take this time to help prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper and just have a few thoughts to help us do that. You think about words we use today versus how they were used previously. And I think there's a lot of examples of that. And one I want to bring up is something like a tablet. If you think of the word tablet, what do you think of now? You might think of the little computer thing that you walk around with. And, it's essentially a little computer. I don't know why it's called a tablet, but there it is. So it's something about this big. You can do all sorts of stuff on it, hold all this data, and that's great. When you think about Bible terms of a tablet, what do you think of? I always envision like the Ten Commandments, these big stone things that have carvings put on them that's going to stand the test of time for years and years and centuries. The things carved on these tablets are going to hold firm and hold fast and stand the test of time. And I think that's when you think about that, I like that view better of a tablet, and that's what I think about when I think about that word. When we sing a song like Tell Me the Story of Jesus, all the songs in that song, you sing that song and it flows through the life of Jesus going from his birth, how he fasted, how he was tempted, how he overcome those temptations, how he was despised, afflicted, homeless, rejected, poor. How he died upon the cross and he was buried in the tomb. But yet, he arose and he lives again. At the end of that song, kind of in the chorus, it says, write this on my heart. Write every word of it. Really think about that. You think about all the things that Christ did for us. And just in that song alone, we're asking, write that on my heart. Make that a part of me. Anytime I think about this thought of having this thing written upon my heart, I always think of Proverbs 7, 1 through 3. It says, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers and write them on the tablet of your heart. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart. Write on the tablet of my heart every word. When we try to prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper and remember what Christ has done for us, don't just let that pass by just now. Okay, I'm just going to think about this now, and it's here, and it's gone, we're done, we're walking out, and it's over, and I'll think about that next week. Write it on the tablet of your heart. What Jesus is, what he has done for you, and the sacrifice that he did for us to hang upon the cross, to sacrifice his body and his blood. If you write that on the tablet of your heart, then it's not going to leave when you walk out the door. Because it's carved on that tablet and it's going to stand the test of time. So we do this in remembrance of Christ. But again, I'm asking you to not just let that pass by when we're done here this morning. Write Jesus on the tablet of your heart. And how much greater will this mean to you throughout the entirety of your life? Just not on Sunday alone, but the entirety of your life. What Jesus should mean to you. So make Jesus part of the tablet of your heart that's going to withstand the test of time. Because you're making it part of your life, part of who you are. So, think about those things. Think again about the body that hung upon the cross and the blood that was shed for us. But again, not just now, but throughout your entire life. We're Christians. We want to be Christ-like. write Christ on your heart, the tablet of your heart.